Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Tuesday, November 20th, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, did I start pretty newsy there?
What the heck was that?
I was like, it's the news. It's time for the news.
And now,
right,
the news.
I had to throw in a little curveball for you as we kick in today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, you know, we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Occasionally, we have to have a little irreverence and frivolity. No, we would never do that. In the midst of, well, a global chaos, we got Obama. He's yet to serve his second term. And he's goofing. He can't. Did you see this? He couldn't pronounce the name of the most prominent activist in Burma or Myanmar? Myanmar.
Well, it all depends. Actually, I believe it goes by both names. One is modern. Myanmar is the current name that is not recognized by everyone in the world, but Burma is the original.
Yeah, and one of them is more associated with sort of a military coup kind of context.
Correct. Now, and that's why it's not recognized by many people, because they don't recognize the pseudo-government of that country, because it's a military dictatorship.
Yeah, well, do your homework. I mean, if you're president, you've got to be able to do some of these basic things. And it's true that if Bush were president, the liberal left press would be all over it, calling him an idiot and a dummy. And Obama, of course, gets a pass. And, you know, I don't play into the Hegelian dialectic perspective. You understand that. But it's very concerning when you have a guy that is so disconnected, such a cognitive dissonance on a subject, on many subjects, but in particular on the subject as it relates to war. I mean, the guy gets the Nobel Peace Prize before he's president, doesn't he?
Yes. We're going to award you the Nobel Peace Prize
in advance,
because we believe you're going to do some great things for peace.
Pay it forward. And
yes,
it didn't exactly work out that way. And as we start to – and by the way, it's going to be a really cool show. We got Dr. Michael Murray on. I don't even know if I've interviewed this guy over the years. I've met him over the years, too. He's a naturopath, which is really cool. And he has written so many books on natural medicine and holistic stuff. And he's got a new one out. We're going to be talking with Dr. Michael Murray in a little while. We also have a major moment of duh related primarily to ladies a little later in the program. We've got some email. We got a question on H. pylori, so stand by. We'll get to that this hour or next. And, well, let's see, the political healing segment. You get a Nobel Peace Prize. You think, well, this guy's going to bring peace on Earth, or at least peace, maybe withdraw from a foreign war or incursion or two, declared or undeclared.
Right.
And evidently, now that Obama has gotten his second term, he's been elected, although he's not officially sworn in yet. Obviously, it's a couple of months away or less.
Right.
Obama evidently had an epiphany about killing people, right? Now, this is really important and interesting because, you know, we've raised a little bit of hell, you know, here about the issue of the NDAA, indefinite detention provision, the ability to put Americans on kill lists. You know, name them terrorists without, you know, a Fourth Amendment protection, no right of habeas corpus. You can't even quite. I mean, this is really horrific. You talk about backwoods North Korea type stuff, Russia rendition type stuff. We got it going on in America, and we have a coalition, a broad coalition, transpartisan coalition from the left and the right coming together and saying, Obama administration, what the hell are you thinking? What are you doing?
Right.
And Obama, as he signs the NDA, says, I would never use this provision. I don't like it, but I need to sign it. And then he loses it. One of his own federal court judges rules against it, and he doesn't back down. Instead, he says, we need to fight this. I mean, that was his perfect out, Super Don. His perfect opportunity to say, you know, I really didn't like this at the beginning. Hallelujah. This makes it easier on me. Now I don't even have to pretend we can do it. It's been overruled. You think that would have been reasonable?
Yeah, certainly he could have, but obviously he doesn't want to. He has no intention of doing that. And as far as foreign war goes, I mean, you know, we can say what we want to say about Bush, but all Obama did was pick up the reins and charge the horses forward after he became president. And I mean, like you said, Nobel Peace Prize, what did he do with Iraq? It kept going. Mm. What happened with Afghanistan? What about Syria? What about, you know, all of the other conflicts?
About Lebanon?
How about
Pakistan and different places? I mean, this is
absolutely Pakistan. And I tell you, I've gotten into so many arguments with people over the Osama bin Laden thing.
Yes.
About, you know, the sovereign nation violating airspace, invading a country, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had to go get Osama bin Laden because he's a Muslim, you know. So, yeah, I mean, look, we have lobbed, you know, we have attacked and invaded countries and occupied countries and killed civilians for years. And Obama has just done nothing but advance that. If nothing, he has done more. I don't know if that's accurate, but it sure seems like that. I mean, well, he's just doing more and more.
There's been anything,
as it goes
but
along.
Peace has not broken out, is the point. Now, we've covered this. Liam and I have talked about this. We're a warring species. We're a warring nation. But the decade of war continues here thanks to the Federal Reserve, because we could have never paid for all of these wars. We couldn't pay for the ones we're involved in, undeclared as they are, without the Federal Reserve printing money like there's no tomorrow. And then we got Timothy Geithner saying that we should be able to print till infinity, borrow to infinity. These people are freaking idiots. They're complicit in the destruction of the United States from within, not from without. Is Geithner an Islamic terrorist? Is that what you're telling me? No, Geithner wants the government to be able to borrow to infinity.
I was just going to say, did you see that yesterday? We didn't talk about that amongst ourselves, but how Geithner says that he wants the debt ceiling should be set to infinity.
Yes, I know. Yeah. This is a guy who's invested in the destruction of his country. If he even has an allegiance to it, I would say he does not. And he's Treasury Secretary, right? And Ben Bernanke, working for the Fed, which is not a U.S. agency. It is not a U.S. governmental agency. It's a private banking firm. And yet these people are given passes still by Obama and by the left. I'm sorry. Where are you? Of course, there are a few that have called them out on it. But I can't get into that now. This is the outrage of the day we're starting with. Obama has an epiphany on killing people. Listen to this.
There's no country on earth that would tolerate missiles raining down on its citizens from outside its borders.
Now,
oh, really?
Can anybody tell me why that epiphany is kind of there's a major disconnect on that?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, listen, who is he talking about? I mean, if we put this in the context of who he's talking about, who is he referring to?
Right now he's talking about Israel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Israel would not tolerate missiles being lobbed over their border from outside their borders.
Yes.
Okay. What about the rest of the countries of this world? What are you talking about, Obama? There is no country on the face of the earth except the ones that we're lobbing missiles.
Yes, exactly. Except the ones that we're sending drones into. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Those don't count. Pakistan, there's no reason they should be upset. They should absolutely tolerate what we're doing. Syria, we're helping others. How about Lebanon? What happened there? Iraq, Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. You go, well, we were going, as you said, Superdome, we're going after the terrorists. All right. You go after them. You're done. You leave. You occupy. You nation build. You lob more missiles and drones. And now you've got drones flying over in a domestic surveillance activity. Are any of these drones in the United States, Mr. Obama, going to be armed? And will they take out what you call suspected terrorists who also might happen to be Americans? No allowance
for... Never know. Somebody might be trying to take something on the plane that they're not supposed to.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is
maybe some gravy?
Oh, yeah, I know. But we got to hear him again.
There's no country on earth that would tolerate missiles raining down on its citizens from outside its borders.
Of course, there should be no family on earth that would tolerate needles raining down on their children from the medical industrial complex supported by government, including Obama and Bush before him, and all of those that have sold out to the medical industrial complex. And that's another issue when we bring it home. We've got to bring it home here. I didn't mean to start and disgust everybody with the show today, but I had to cover this because it's such a cognitive dissonance. It's a dangerous, deadly cognitive dissonance that Obama is showing and that so many on the left have shown, as well as the neocons on the right, of course, no question about that.
No. Absolutely. And that's the frustrating part, is we can sit here and point at the neocons, the warmongers, but listen, the guy that you think is going to undo that damage is just as much a warmonger as they are.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have time to go into it, but there's another story here we have linked up in the show notes today at robertscatbell.com. Potential for vaccine strategies to protect babies from RSV. RSV, and I really have no time to go into it except to say that they want everybody in the family to get vaccinated for it so that there's no exposure to the kid. These are freaking idiot herd mentality.
That's right. Herd immunity in a microcosm.
Again, nebulize the silver. There are homeopathic strategies that address the RSV. Call up King Bio. You can learn about these things. There are so many ways to do things without ever having to resort to needles and missiles flying over into your family or other countries. And if you've got questions or comments about anything that we open with today, particularly Obama, I'm so disgusted. So disgusted. And it has nothing to do with skin pigment. We were disgusted when Bush was doing it. Can you hear me? Tell your friends, wake up. If you believe in a culture of life, you've got to stand up for life. And that's what we're doing here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back. We've got Dr. Michael Murray and whole hosts of healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My next guest has been at this for a long time, long, long time, in fact, and what makes him even cooler is that he's so science-based, and even cooler than that, he's a naturopathic doctor, and he shows and proves that the NDs are way more scientific than most of the MDs, and we love him for that. His name is Dr. Michael Murray. He's written loads of books over the years, including one of his latest, What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know. Dr. Michael Murray, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's my pleasure.
Glad to have you on board. You've been writing about some great stuff all over the years, and you're rooted in science. And oftentimes we see, even in the blogosphere, on the social networks, a lot of times if you're not an MDT, they try to claim you're somehow not scientific. But you've been as rooted and invested in science as anybody I've seen over these last 10, 20 years.
Yeah, one of the great myths out there is that natural approaches aren't scientific. The truth of the matter is, for most common health conditions, we can build a much stronger scientific case on the use of diet, lifestyle modification, changes in our attitude, and the proper use of nutritional supplements than we can for many of the drugs that are in vogue. So, yeah, it's a total myth out there that the natural approach is not scientific. It really is.
Yeah, and how scientific is it that the Journal of the American Medical Association publishes in the year 2000 the Barbara Starfield report revealing that over 100,000 Americans die every year due to properly prescribed, administered, and ingested FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs? I mean, is that the kind of science you want to stand on?
That's amazing. And there just was a study that was published in the last couple of weeks showing that 32,000 Americans die each year from getting the wrong medication or being prescribed too much of a particular drug. So you add that on top of the 100,000 people that are dying from taking a medication as it was prescribed. And we start looking at the real life stories of how people have lost their lives by taking some of these drugs that they should have never been placed on in the first place. It's just really, really sad. More Americans lost their lives from taking the drugs Celebrex, Vioxx, and Bextra than lost their lives in the Vietnam War. These drugs were brought to market as being wonder drugs in the replacement of aspirin and ibuprofen in the treatment of osteoarthritis, but they ended up killing people. And when you start digging in and looking at the way these drugs got approved, how they were approved, and all the propaganda that the drug companies put out on these drugs, it's just really, it's really upsetting.
No, the only science there is the science of public relations. And, of course, it's quite deadly in this case. Now, there's another big story we covered last week, and I know you're on top of this as well. Shocker of shockers. I mean, even for me, I was shocked. The elevation of mortality related to those that are now taking sleeping pills like Ambien and others.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there have been 19 very well-done population-based studies that show without a shadow of a doubt that these sleeping pills shorten people's lives. They increase the risk of depression. They increase the risk of heart disease. They increase the risk of developing cancer by 35%. And they subsequently shorten people's lives considerably. We have to get people off these drugs. 12.5% of the adult population are regularly taking these drugs. I'm talking about drugs like Xanax, Ambien, Lunesta, Restoril, Valium. These drugs are simply not suitable for long-term use, yet doctors seem to be disconnected from that fact, and they just prescribe these drugs like they are entirely safe. They're not. They're not. Here's another study that just came out, 22-year study looking at the risk of dementia, and they found that people that started using these sleeping pills increased their risk of developing dementia by 294%, so a three times greater risk of developing dementia if you regularly take these drugs. So not a good way to go to try and improve your sleep quality.
No, you're talking about iatrogenic dementia, the whole thing that they say, well, it's all about old age. Well, not necessarily, because I know some old people in their 80s with all of their cognitive facilities or faculties intact. They're not on drugs.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if we start looking at the smoking gun there, we have an 800% increase in the rate of dementia over the age of 70 now. You know, what's going on? We're not talking about, any other factor besides the widespread use of drugs in this age population, this age group now. I mean, the average person over the age of 55 now is on 8 or more drugs at any single point in time. The average person over the age of 55 receives 34 prescriptions each year. So it's little wonder that adverse drug reactions kill over 100,000 people each year. Yeah. We have too many people on too many drugs.
Dr. Murray, you think about that. You said 8 or more. I know there are some that are on 20 or more. I mean, it's stunning, and it's not an exaggeration. How could anybody sleep with that many toxic poisons riding through their system?
Yeah, there are over 300 drugs that cause insomnia. So, my website, drmurray.com, I send out a free email newsletter. People can go to my website and get a free copy, free PDF version of my book on stress, anxiety, and insomnia, what the drug companies won't tell you and your doctor doesn't know. A couple weeks ago, I reviewed a study that was really interesting. It's something that we've always known, that when people go to see the doctor immediately starts prescribing drugs. They looked at the way doctors treated people with prediabetes and early stages of type 2 diabetes at 44 medical centers. They found that in not a single case did the doctor actually talk to the patient about the importance of diet and lifestyle in impacting their blood sugar. They immediately went to prescribing drugs. 70% of the patients experienced significant side effects. When they told the doctor about the side effects that they were experiencing, the doctor's response was to simply prescribe another drug to deal with the side effect. That's something that we hear about all the time, but these researchers actually proved that that's the way medicine is being practiced right now.
You know, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, the thing is, if we had to set up a plot to say, we need to overthrow allopathic medicine, let's just make stuff up like what you just said, and that'll make them look bad. But no, it's not. It's real. That's what they do. And it takes you know, the work you've been doing for all these years, Dr. Murray, putting this out there. Still, we've got millions and millions and millions of people that haven't gotten the message. By the way, I have the in the show notes today linked up to drmurray.com. You can check it out, get the free book on stress, anxiety, and insomnia. Also, on the Ambien thing, we're talking about there's a sleep driving. It's not just sleep walking and now sleep falling, sleep driving, sleep cooking, sleep sex. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to do that when I'm sleeping. I want to be awake.
Yeah, it's scary. I've seen reports, estimates that somewhere between 200,000 and over a million automobile accidents happen each year because of the effects of these sedative hypnotic drugs. You know, the drugs come with warnings. Do not operate heavy machinery. I think most Americans read that and they think, okay, I better not operate that backhoe today. What they don't realize is what that drug warning applies to is driving. It should state clearly, do not drive while under the influence of these drugs. And many people are taking these drugs during the day for anxiety, for stress. There's better ways to deal with stress, anxiety, insomnia. Again, people can go to my website. They can download a free PDF version of my book on that subject. Then they can stay up to date on information on my email newsletter.
Yeah, that's great. By the way, Dr. Michael Murray has been instrumental in bringing out a lot of supplements you probably know about, including glucosamine sulfate, St. John's wort, ginkgo biloba, silymarin, peppermint oil and enterocoated, salt palmetto berry, PGX, and pharma GABA. And I just see one of these on the list, silymarin. I wanted to bring that up. Have you met anybody in your career that didn't need some level of detoxification?
Oh, man. We live in an ever-increasingly polluted world, and we have to approach detoxification kind of on an ongoing basis. But, yeah, I love some of these cleansing programs that can help people eliminate stored toxins. They're really insidious. It's a real problem, and it may be the underlying factor in why sperm counts have dropped 70% in the last 100 years, why we have an epidemic of kids with attention deficit disorder and autism, where we're seeing so many cancers, might all be related to this tremendous burden that we have in our bodies of these environmental toxins.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is the cornerstone for me as a homeopath as well. It's always been based on my recovery was detoxification, liver, kidney, spleen, colon, lymph.
Yeah.
All of that as a starting point and adjunct it out into the supplemental world, but also the necessity of eating cleaner. And, of course, we've got all of the things I grew up with and on, a lot of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. Now, that was bad enough. Now, the biggest controversy issue that the biotech industry is fighting against, simply the labeling of GMOs. I'd like to see them eradicated, but at least label them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, so Twinkies finally went out of business. That's a good thing.
80 years too late.
Yeah, 80 years too late. Well, yeah.
Well, and that's, and that, this is part of the thing, though, in the medical community, as you mentioned, they don't counsel you very often unless you've got the unusual doc that has gone outside of his training to do the right thing. Counseling on diet is not there. You got a symptom. Here's your medicine. Oh, you got another. Here's yeah. two others to counteract that. And you are a witness to that. You've written about it. And again, that's, yeah. I guess that's part of with your newer book, what you tell, what the doctors don't want you to know is these facts that you're revealing.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. And I think the biggest thing that the drug companies and don't want people to know, and most doctors have forgotten, is that indwelling within each of us is a tremendous capacity to heal and be well. And we should be looking at ways in which we can enhance that innate healing ability. We have to remove obstacles to cure. We have to give the body the tools and the building blocks to promote health and healing. Instead, we're using drugs as biochemical band-aids, and in many times they cause more harm than good. I think when medical historians look back on the last 70 years, they will label it the dark ages of pharmaceutical science, because many drugs end up simply promoting the progression of the disease. Yes, they'll suppress the symptoms, but they're not getting at the cure, mm-hmm. so they just simply end up causing more harm than good. So just as we look back at bloodletting, the administering of mercury and other toxins, they're going to look back at the last 70 years, and they're going to say, what the heck were those doctors thinking about?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dr. Murray. You're spot on this, and I appreciate you so much. Let's take a break here. We got another segment with Dr. Michael Murray, drmurray.com. Got the links up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Anytime you have a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I'll ask Dr. Murray about the four supplements to help you sleep. That's also something that you can link to on his blog and his website. But stand by for that and a whole lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash, because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break
We stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
In the show notes today, we've got links to Dr. Murray's website, and including you'll be able to download a free PDF version of the book on stress, anxiety, and insomnia. You can sign up for his newsletter there. Never can get too much information. And of course, Dr. Murray, great in that he invests the time in the real science, not the pharmaceutical pseudoscience. And that's great news because we still have to counteract a lot of propaganda, Dr. Murray.
Oh, are you kidding me? The drug companies spend 40 million, excuse me, 40, is that right? Oh, I'm getting all confused here.
Maybe billion.
Direct-to-consumer advertising increases the number of prescriptions written each year by 30 million prescriptions. They spend about $2.5 to $3 billion a year advertising to consumers. Most of the drug company's budget is marketing. It's not research. It's not developing new medicines. It's not education per se. It's all about marketing and propaganda.
Yeah, you're right. And we have become a culture that accepts and receives it almost blindly. Case in point, stories of people in basically accepting terminal death sentences when we know doctors out there that you and I both know that have been helping people to live 10, 20, 30 years beyond their terminal diagnosis. So unfortunately, our culture has elevated these MDs to deity status, MDity status, and it's a dangerous thing. And even the doctors who are good that are MDs will say, no, you never want to do that.
Yeah, we're seeing a change, though. I think we're almost at a tipping point, and I think that the change is largely taking place because people are so dissatisfied with conventional medicine, and we are entering this information age, and you know, people are having access to views and ideas on health that they hadn't heard, you know, many people hadn't heard before, and there's still a lot of education that needs to take place out there on helping people to improve their health through diet, through lifestyle, through attitude, and the conventional medical community is simply failing in that area.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you have a few suggestions, which I want you to reference out for the audience here as far as those that are having difficulty sleeping. Last week, I covered some pancreatic and hypoglycemic issues as well as liver congestion issues. You have some other suggestions that I think could be helpful for those of you out there that are not sleeping well at night. So go ahead and run through those for us.
Well, there are natural sleep aids like L-theanine, 5-HTP, and melatonin. What we found to be one of the biggest contributors to poor sleep quality is people being on what we call the blood sugar roller coaster.
Yes.
When people have insulin resistance, when people are overweight, they have type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance, they're on what we call the blood sugar roller coaster. So their blood sugar levels are going up and down during the day and night. When blood sugar levels drop rapidly, it causes the release of cortisol and adrenaline. If this happens when you're asleep, it wakes you up. So sleep maintenance insomnia is often caused by people being on this blood sugar roller coaster. This form of insomnia is characterized by getting to sleep but waking up 2, 3, 4 hours later and then having a hard time getting back to sleep.
Yes.
We found that the best approach is to help stabilize blood sugar levels. We do this through eating a low glycemic diet, staying away from foods that are going to quickly raise your blood sugar levels, sweets, highly refined carbohydrates, sugars, high fructose corn syrup, soft drinks, candies, pastries, even good carbohydrates, fruit that are consumed in excess can cause rapid elevations in blood sugar level. So we utilize a low glycemic load diet that eliminates those foods or reduces them to acceptable levels, along with a revolutionary dietary fiber matrix called PGX. And what PGX is able to do, it's able to reduce the glycemic index of any food or any meal by about 35 to 70%. So that prevents that rapid rise in blood sugar. It also has an unparalleled ability to stabilize blood sugar levels. It really is a holy grail product for helping people control their blood sugar and achieve and maintain their ideal body weight. And people can learn about PGX at pgx.com, but we found it to work extremely well for most people that have sleep maintenance insomnia.
Hmm. Well, this is great. Yeah, great tips. We'll expand the basis of knowledge for people to attempt to get some rest, which is a very big part of aging gracefully. If you can't regenerate at night, it will enhance, unfortunately, and accelerate the aging process among many other problems that you're dealing with. Now, Dr. Murray also has the newest book is, of course, the What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know, as well as the latest edition, I think your third edition now, of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine.
Correct. That's a 1,200-page reference book. It really provides clear guidance on how you can improve your health using these natural approaches. And by natural approaches, we're talking about diet, lifestyle, attitude adjustments, and the proper use of dietary and herbal supplements.
Well, this has been a resource guide for many over the years, and every few years you got to come back to it because there's a lot of advancements in the scientific realm that, although the old media is not willing to cover it, or if they do, they tend to marginalize it. At least you're doing your level best to get out this information so people can access it, understand it, and apply it and use it appropriately.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what you've been doing and are doing is vitally important. There's so much great information, great science that comes out on an almost daily basis that goes largely ignored because there's no financial interest. You know, turn on the news on TV and see who the major advertisers are. Pick up a Time, Newsweek, People Magazine. Who are the major advertisers? Listen to most radio shows. Who are the major advertisers? It's the drug companies. And so it seems like that the media seems to be influenced by this because they generally give the drug companies kind of a free pass. Even if a really damning scientific article comes out, like the studies that we're talking about with sleeping pills showing increased mortality and increased risk of cancer and dementia, even when these studies come out, they don't seem to get the same sort of media attention as maybe a negative report on a particular vitamin or natural product. It's really strange.
Well, listen, there are some people trying to do some good work out there. We'll applaud them when they do it, and we'll also say it when they're not doing a good job. Like, you know, for instance, there was a recent thing on CNN Sanjay Gupta was doing about the danger of the opioid painkillers, and they're actually killing people instead of just pain. Yet here's a guy who's supposedly a brain surgeon. He's over in Afghanistan, a couple of years ago, and he's taking Tylenol while he has what he claimed to be the flu. So, you know, they've got this dichotomy of he's smart to do this, but not so smart to take a Tylenol during the flu.
Yeah, you know, those executives at the company that was behind OxyContin, they're in jail because of they basically for years marketed OxyContin as being a non-addictive painkiller. Well, they lied. Mm-hmm. And so they ended up having to go to jail because of how they misled physicians. It turned out to be highly addictive, as, you know, people probably know Rush Limbaugh and other celebrities got hooked on those drugs.
Yeah, so I think that's what we have to develop is a level of discernment about this. And again, that's what you said. We're in this transition now where we're looking to say, all right, we used to believe everything the doctors told us. Now we got to go, hey, there are conflicts of interest behind them. They might be a nice guy, a nice gal, but it takes more than niceness now. And that's an important factor here because we got to look at the source and where just like you do within the scientific literature, find out who's funding it. And like, for instance, Merck has been caught promoting certain drugs or vaccines that they utilize their own science, so-called scientific studies, to claim safety. And then when an independent analysis of it or another test is done on it, suddenly the opposite is found.
Yeah. It's, gosh, I mean, there's so many examples that we can give. Tamiflu was one of the biggest hoaxes ever.
Yes.
Even the FDA requires a warning saying this drug has not been shown to be effective in treating the flu, the swine flu, the avian flu, the H1N1, it hasn't been shown to be effective in reducing the mortality or morbidity of any of these flus, yet we have $3.5 billion worth of this drug stockpiled.
Yeah.
Then you take a drug like Avandia, which was approved in the treatment of type 2 diabetes. This drug should have never been approved. It was responsible for 83,000 heart attacks. It increased the risk of having a heart attack by 64% compared to people with diabetes who were not being treated. They were being treated with a placebo. Heart attack risk is greatly increased in diabetic in general. If you take the drug like Avandia, you're adding fuel to the fire. It actually increases the risk of developing a heart attack by 64%. 83,000 people took this drug and suffered a heart attack. It's just, it's ludicrous to think that that's the best way to approach many of these chronic diseases. The drug approach, it's really not. Most chronic health conditions owe their origin to diet, lifestyle, attitude issues, personality, things that we can control and improve with natural approaches rather than relying on these drugs as biochemical band-aids.
No, absolutely, Dr. Murray. You're right on there. I appreciate you so much, all the work you've done over the years, all the articles you've published, as well as the books you've published. And, you know, I got one question for you to wrap it up here. As you mentioned all of those drugs and the deadly effects of them, where is Dick Durbin? Where is Henry Waxman? Where are all these government people that shout out the moment someone gets a hangnail from echinacea? They freak out and they call congressional hearings. Where are they on the death rate, the absolute genocide of the American people with these drugs?
Wow. Yeah, that's a very good question. And you talked about conflict of interest, and the drug companies are among the biggest lobbyists and funders of political campaigns. We've got a real problem. And the solution is the promotion of wellness, because if we help people improve their health, if we promote wellness, then there's not going to be a need for these heroic drugs and these biochemical band-aids. When people are healthy, they don't need these drugs. The U.S. population each year consumes 40% of all the drugs made in the world, yet we rank 42nd in terms of life expectancy. Our health quality ranks 37th in the world. We're not getting our money's worth. The way to remedy the situation is promoting wellness, promoting preventive medicine, which in my thinking means the use of diet and lifestyle to address these major killers and major chronic degenerative diseases. We can do that. We can change the tide, but it's going to take each person taking personal responsibility and taking the steps they need to take to improve their health.
You mean to tell me we shouldn't double down on the pharmaceutical monopoly with Obamacare?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to bankrupt us. We just can't. If you look at the numbers, there's just no way. We have 100 million Americans that are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes or already have type 2 diabetes. If we don't turn that tide around, we're going to be bankrupt. We cannot afford the way we're going with our health care.
No, and where is naturopathy? Where is homeopathy? Where are herbs and dietary supplements in Obamacare? Nowhere. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, the people that can actually help you get well.
Yeah, they don't fit the disease model. Our whole system is based upon treating disease. Yeah. It's not about promoting health and wellness, and that has to change.
Well, everybody go out and pick up the new book, What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know, as well as the third edition, if you'd like, of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Dr. Michael Murray, you've been a terrific guest, and I appreciate all your work over the years, and I know you're going to keep it up. You're motivated and doing the right thing. Appreciate it so much.
Well, I really appreciate being on your show. I feel like we're brothers in arms, and I look forward to being on the show again.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you at any of these events out there when we appear, and check it out online, drmurray.com. We've got the links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back. Those of you in Chicago, could you be allergic to the cold? Weird story we got to cover after the break. Stand by.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Dr. Michael Murray. And brr, it's getting cold. Man, I'm complaining because it was like in the 60s all day. I'm such a cold weather wuss, Super Don. I know we compare notes as well. And, it's adaptability. I mean, those of you that live up in Chicago and Minnesota, I mean, I hats off to you for being able to survive those winters. Biggest thing I miss is the sunshine. You know, if there's a day with cloud cover where I am, I'm just totally bummed. I'm like, oh, I'm so depressed. Not really, but I long for the sun. I'm a plant. I'm a living, walking plant, just not as green as our plant friends. But unless I do, hi ho,
Kermit's spoiled
here.
You are absolutely spoiled. Yeah. I think I've mentioned this before about how it seems like every Christmas, is it Christmas?
No, usually it's about now. We have
gone through
the last 6 years. We gone to the beach and take pictures just to send to you, Super Don, and make you mad. I don't think
I'm sitting here most of the time I'm sitting here somewhere in the snow.
Yes.
And you're sending me a picture of you guys surfing on the ocean.
Yeah, well, this might be the first year that I don't do that, so don't cry for me.
Right.
I mean, we'll figure out something. Maybe we'll
Argentina.
Maybe we'll ski on some alligators or something where we are.
Yeah.
But regardless, there's issues with dealing with cold weather, and there's a new story out that I think it's worth covering. It's something that I've alluded to in the past, talking about dealing with temperature changes and weather changes and things. But this story is rather interesting. Now they're calling it an allergy. You don't like the cold? You may be allergic to the cold. Now, what does that mean? Do you have to go out and get Zyrtec or allergy shots to the cold? I mean, are they gonna inject a little small amount of ice cubes into your veins so you'll be just like, oh, I'm stealing myself for the cold? But they actually are saying this is a real problem. Now, Chicago, I mentioned Chicago. Doctors are saying there that some of the kids are actually allergic to the cold, like pollen allergies, cold allergies. They're calling it cold urticaria, symptoms that range from rashes to closing of the throat. Doctors say it could have a genetic cause. Don't they always say that now? Oh, it could have a genetic cause.
Everything is genetic.
Right, it's all genetic. Nothing to do with epigenetics and the manifestation of these things due to chronic exposures of toxins and poisons and things like that. But they're saying it also could be acquired. So this allergy, this could be the first allergy that is communicable. Have you ever heard of communicable allergies? Right?
I have not.
I have hay fever. Achoo! I just sneezed on Super Don. Now he has hay fever. I mean, This is the outrageousness of these articles. Who these people are that actually write it. It's anonymous. But they actually write it as if it's real. Like suddenly allergies are now communicable diseases. Mm. And they're saying it can also happen from cold items like popsicles and ice cream. Well, how about the fact that popsicles have food coloring and refined sugars and corn syrup, and ice creams coming from RBGH, homogenized, pasteurized, hopped up, and fat-removed milk, plus all the other sugars and things? No mention of that. It's only about the cold. The closing of the throat, could it have anything to do that in the winter months you're enclosed and you're not getting out and you're vitamin D deficient? Huh? Could that be a clue? Anybody? Anybody? But they don't mention any of that. Suddenly now it's an allergy. Now we've got to medicate you somehow. And the other thing that they never reference is the fact that your liver is the key to adapting to different climates. Now, particularly hot, humid, I know, but even cold and damp, like Chicago, or cold and dry, like sometimes it can be, also depends upon how strong your liver is and how many of these kids are ever assessed for liver function. None, because they only give you liver enzyme tests if you're on, well, Accutane. If a kid's on Accutane, which is a dangerous, well, they call it an acne antibiotic drug, then they'll test your liver because it'll kill your liver. And also, if you're an adult, you're on certain medications, they'll test you, or a statin drug, sometimes they'll test you your liver enzyme count. But they don't, as a routine, the medical profession completely ignores liver until they've destroyed it. And then what? Then they put you on a long list of potential, you know, maybe somebody will die in a car wreck and give you their liver.
Right.
And that's outrageous. But then you get another story about kids here that's equally outrageous, talking about ADHD drugs. And if you look at a classroom full of kids, who's getting them? Who's more likely to get them? The youngest kids. The youngest kids. Why? Because they say they have a tougher time with academics and behavior. Why? Because they're younger.
This is another...
They're younger. They're not. They're younger. What do you think?
It makes me wonder if any of these people that do these studies on these kids and ADHD actually have ever had kids, if they're parents or not.
Incredible.
Because anybody who's a parent knows how kids are. I have to think they're all single, people that have never had kids before. They're just surprised that young kids act out.
Yeah. Icelandic. They went to Iceland for this. By the way, Iceland's really cool because they just nullified all the bankers, but that's another story for another day. Icelandic elementary school students in the bottom third of their fourth grade class for age were almost twice as likely to score low on math and language arts standard tests. Well, of course, the bottom third, you expect them to do best on the test. But also, look, fourth graders, standardized tests, not everybody tests the same way. They don't take that into account. But, of course, then they're 50% more likely to prescribe stimulants for ADHD. Why? Because they don't fit in that same kind of scholastic setting. They don't individualize schooling. It's all about collectivism. It's all about the herd. Hey, you're not getting along with everybody. Let's drug you into that collectivist, just melt into everything instead of being an individual. Right. And so if you're in the younger ages, you're not going to be as mature. You're not going to be as well-behaved. Oh, behave, right? You're not going to do it. And so what do? Instead of working with you on an individual, oh, we can't do that. We just drug you. We just drug you into compliance. That's disgusting. Right. So as it good is. As Iceland is by nullifying the bankers there, they suck on this issue because they're drugging kids simply because they're low on test scores or misbehaving according to the rest of the class because they don't know how to teach you anything there. They want you to be an automaton. They want you to just meld in. And I guess you can tell I'm not all about this mass education. It's just not my thing.
Not your bag, baby.
Not my bag, baby. Yeah, baby. Hey, yeah, baby. We got a whole other hour to do coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a Super Tuesday with Super Don coming up. And we've got some great stories coming up as well. I don't know what we're... Oh, my gosh. A moment of duh like you will not believe. Miss America, look out. Stand by. Thanks again for being here. I'm just going to remind you while we take a top of the hour break real quick that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Stand by for a moment of duh. No, not yet. Next segment, we got it. I'm so excited about it. I am so excited.
Patience, Danielson.
I know. You'll find out why, but it relates to... That's a serious moment of duh. We'll get to it. Anyway, welcome back. Hour two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And we have got to go to the... I guess, is there such a thing as a mailbag anymore? I mean, there's no mailbag.
Yes, there is.
There are mailbags?
There is. They still do have the mailbag that they sling over the shoulder and walk around and stick the letters in your mailbox.
Yeah, I wonder one day that won't happen because the post office is so far beyond bankrupt. It's sad. Really sad. But we'll go to the email bag, right? The email.
There you go.
And it's not even technically that because it's when people go to robertscottbell.com and they submit questions. I don't even know what to call that. It's the... show website bag.
Yeah, well, you're stuck on boy. What is your fixation with a bag?
Because you get a nickel credit at Whole Foods or these stores when you bring your own bags. That's why. I don't know.
It is the website receptacle.
There yes, exactly. But it's a receptacle bag that we're talking about here, and it's called a stomach. That's the question. So it's an active stomach, and it's one that's in trouble. And this is a letter from Sarah. Hi, I'm in my mid-20s, healthy and active, and I was told that I have high levels of H. pylori. I was put on a week's worth of harsh antibiotics that produce such bad side effects, I worry it may have caused more harm than good. What would you suggest to treat this infection, Sarah? Now, isn't this still cool, though? Someone in their mid-20s listens to a health show. I step back and I think about that. I was like, no. People in their mid-20s are listening to grunge. No, that was 90s.
Okay, you just dated yourself so bad.
What do? They listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How awesome. Sarah, no, I appreciate your question on this, and it's something that you're not alone in. And still, we've covered this over the years, and there's always, as we know, with 1.2 million downloads in October, my goodness, we probably got a few new listeners, one or two, you think? So,
I think so.
Long-time listeners, bear with us if you heard this before. But remember, the Helicobacter pylori was something I never heard of growing up. Now, you know, then there was this guy that won the Nobel Prize or something for finding that H. pylori supposedly causes, they say, stomach ulcers. And yet, I dared to question the Nobel Prize winner and saying, wait, the bacteria actually causes? Why don't we ask why or how? Can a bacteria live in an acidic environment that can go downwards of like 1.0 pH level? We're talking serious acid that would eat the car. You put a car in there, it would be destroyed. Not that I want you to eat a car, but you know what I'm saying. This is seriously low pH acid stomach. Now, therein lies the answer when you ask the right question. Something's wrong with the pH down there. Something's wrong with the stomach acid production. It's not happening as efficiently, effectively, and adequately as it should. And suddenly, you have a new terrain. Remember the law of the terrain here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Perhaps the fundamental starting point for everything we do. Understanding the law of the terrain. That is, if you have a terrain that is extremely low pH, like 1.0 with the stomach acid, You're not going to find Helicobacter pylori proliferating. It can't do it. But what? What if something goes awry? Is that a word? Can you say awry?
Awry, yes.
Awry. It goes awry. Wait, no, it doesn't. It goes awry. Who spells these words? And what if, in fact, you're not producing enough stomach acid to bring that pH down to where it normally is? Well, something takes advantage of the new terrain. Hello, pylori. I mean, hello, Helicobacter pylori. And so suddenly you find this bacteria there that tends to eat the tissue. And that's where they say the stomach ulcerations, because you've given it the terrain. Now, you didn't do it on purpose, did you? I mean, it's like, Sarah, you weren't going, gee, I wonder how I can reduce the stomach acid so I can give life to Helicobacter pylori. I mean, it's like the groups of activists to, you know, save the bacteria, save the Helicobacter pylori. How can we stop stomach acid production so we can let that little bugger out? No, you don't want to do that. It's not where it's supposed to be. Certainly not in any quantities to create the eating away of the lining of your stomach to create the ulcerations that are so devastating. So the medical profession looks at this and says, okay, we found that you have this bacteria. What can we do here? Do we concern ourselves with the terrain? Do we concern ourselves with the fact that your stomach acid production has gone so far down that anything can grow there? No. We got to give you napalm. We got to give, and it's not like a
violent. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. And then they think they're going to kill the H. pylori with it. Well, yes, they will kill some bacteria with it, but they also will devastate the bacterial balance in the small intestine, perhaps even the colon, when they do that. It's ridiculous. They want to go after H. pylori, and they don't ask the question, how come H. pylori is there? As if it was some evil thing that dropped in from the Starship Enterprise, the
That's
evil
right.
Starship
it was like
Enterprise.
Like an invasion of the body snatchers.
Exactly. But this is how the game is played in modern medicine, and these 20-somethings like Sarah are asking good questions. Why? Why should I do this? And, of course, she acknowledges and recognizes the nasty side effects of the antibiotics. So what do we want to do here? Can we kill the H. pylori? Yes, we can. I'll get to that. But more importantly, can we restore stomach acid production? Can we bring the stomach acid production back to where it belongs? And that is the most important question here. How do we do that? And we see that there are absolutely mechanisms that are not in place once you lose certain minerals, particularly magnesium, but other trace minerals as well. So one of the key things here is to begin, Sarah, taking, or let's say supplementing, with forms of magnesium. Now, you can go to Dr. Carolyn Dean's website. She's written about magnesium more extensively than just about anybody, any doctor or non-doctor. And increased magnesium, increased trace minerals. But also, I want the upper GI formula from King Bio, which will address, of course, the stomach, esophageal regions, if there's any blowouts from lack of optimal digestion there. And then what will we do to devastate the H. pylori that is already there? Well, the most potent antimicrobial substance on Earth that has no collateral damage, does not go in like napalm and kill everything that you want, but it will target mostly the bad guys. And in this case, if you were to take one tablespoon of guess what, Super Don?
How about silver?
Yes, you'll go. You'll go to shopnaturalnews.com, Sarah. You'll get your 16-ounce bottle of Sovereign Silver. And okay. You'll chug a lug it. And you don't even need aloe for this one because we're only going to the stomach.
So if I was waiting for you to ask me what the next ingredient was, and now we're not going to do the silver aloe protocol.
Well, no, we will. I'll tell you why in a second. But first and foremost, without using antibiotics, do we want to tamp down the H. pylori infection and presence? Yes, and we can do that with the silver. A teaspoon would not be enough because it will absorb in the mouth, throat, and esophagus before it got to the stomach. But even a tablespoon, if you drink it down, don't hold it in your mouth, it'll get to the stomach. And at that point, if you do that a few times, you know, every hour even for a day, there's no way that H. pylori is going to be able to exist there. But we've got to correct the stomach acid issue. Yes, you can take HCl supplementation from external sources, but our ultimate goal is to restore integrity and function to the gastrointestinal system, including and especially the stomach. So here's what I want you to do, Sarah. You're going to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com or go right to the website, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And you're going to say, Jonathan, I need some CanGest, CanGest from Alta Health Products. It's a powder. You turn it into a tea by adding warm water to it. a little teaspoon into warm water. And you're going to do that three times a day through a tub of that, and it will correct the dysfunction of the entire GI tract, as well as stomach acid production. It's amazing, amazing tea. Well, that's it. Sarah, thank you for your call. Hopefully that's helpful to you. And Aloe Silver Protocol, if you want to restore the rest of the GI tract. Don't have time to go into it, because we got a major moment of duh lip for the ladies especially after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all of those who say thanks to us by being a part of the show. Thank you, Super Don.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, everybody. Super Don's feeling neglected. He told me that there was a post on the website and nobody's responded to him. Poor Whittle Super Don.
What's no, that, I'm just kidding. Yeah, right, no, right. It's just, I want to bring it to people's attention. You know Robert. I mean, we have.
I know Robert. I've heard of him.
100, yes, you know Robert. All right. We have all kinds of stories that we go through on a daily basis, and we try and cherry pick the ones out of the lists that we come up with that we think are ideal for putting on the radio and
the
talking
plums.
About on the air.
But we want the plums.
For years, you and I have been talking about how we have these stories that are left over, and it's like, what do we do with these? I wish, you know, I tease you sometimes, like, Robert, why don't we do like 3 hours, maybe 4 hours, right?
Well,
right?
It's not Thanksgiving yet, and you already are talking leftovers.
Absolutely. So, you know, we end up with these stories, and it's kind of like, what do we do with these? And so I was thinking the other day, maybe it might be kind of cool to put these up on the website somewhere where there's stories that got our attention, stories that we think are important, but we just didn't have time to get to on the air, so that people would at least be able to see what else is going on out there and what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And so I posed a question on the website over in my little corner of the world, the producer's corner on the website, and posed the question, would you guys like to see these on a daily basis? Just kind of, you know, see the leftovers of the Robert Scott Bell Show that we didn't get to on the air.
The Thanksgiving Robert Scott Bell Show leftovers. And
that's
yes,
right.
No, it's not cold turkey, although there might be stories about cold turkeys, knowing Super Don, because he goes all over the place. You know, here's the problem. I think, and it's up there now as a feature or marquee story. So you're going to see it as you scroll through the new updated advanced version of the Robert Scott Bell Show website. So when you see this story, I'm asking you now, go to Super Don, give them some feedback on it. Too many stories, not enough time, what to do? Check it out. And you'll see him there at the control room when he was about 14 years old.
And it's really cool. You can comment right there on the website.
Yeah.
You can send us an email. You can send us a Facebook. You can even call in and just let me know, because I'd be happy to do that, because I hate to see these things go. It's just they kind of get lost in the ether after the time goes on. And there's some really important stuff out there going on that we want to make sure that you are aware of and you have an opportunity to see.
Well, that's it. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Check it out. You can give us a call, or you can just sign on the dotted line. No, there's no signing. You just type
there
on the dotted line. Whatever you want to do. And by the way, that picture of you, Super Don, because they always used to make fun of me and my picture from like years ago.
Yes.
You look like you're 14 in that picture at the studio.
It's not that old. Jeez. I mean, I think that picture might be, what, like 4 or 5 years? Oh, no. Wait a minute. When was that? That was when you came down to Oregon.
Yes, I know.
And visited in the studio, I believe,
That's
wasn't
right. It was. So it's a few years back.
Years back, so
you're just
geez,
a kid.
It's not that old. I still think I look, you know, okay, don't I?
No, you look great. No, I'm just I've had the opportunity I have to tease you. I don't ever do that.
I have a little more gray hair, maybe.
Well, we both do. That's what we share. I just, you know, a dear friend of mine who's a medical doctor. She's from Nigeria originally. I was friends with her mom, who was a physician, worked with her in Nigeria, and she sent me a picture from the early 90s when I went to Nigeria, a picture of me and her. And I was like, oh, man, look at all that hair. And it was all brown. Oh, man. It just reminded me of that. We talk about the aging dilemma on planet Earth.
Is there an organic version of Grecian formula?
Yeah, actually, there is.
I
talked about it. Yeah, it's an Ayurvedic thing. I forget even what it's called. But it's Ayurvedic herbs that you put on topically. Also, I can't wait for Sovereign Silver. They're so slow about this. But I know because I was working with them years ago in developing the gel that finally came out. It took about 3 years. But it's taken about that long to also develop and refine and purify to the point of it is as good as the silver, the copper hydrosol. And I hope I'm not jumping the gun on anything, but I'm just letting the cat out of the bag that Sovereign Silver is going to have Sovereign Copper soon. I can't wait for that. But that's another aspect.
Little inside information there. I like
that. Little, not graying of the hair kind of thing. If you want, add some Sovereign Copper when it comes out. It's the copper hydrosol in the family of colloidal copper.
All right. Well, listen, you know, Robert, we were talking there. We started off the segment talking about stories that we don't get to.
Yeah. Well, if we keep talking, we're never going to get to the stories that we do want to get to.
Here is one story, though, that I think we do have to get to today.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
Well, I think it is one of those stories that we have a preceding bit of music and introduction to, because it deserves it. It deserves it. I mean, there's a highly scientific picture associated with this article, and it's posted at Fox News. You can check it out in the show blog notes at robertscadbell.com. And it relates to something that we have covered time to time, and it's a pink issue. It's a Pink Army Brigade issue. It's a October issue here in November, and we're going to go ahead and cover it because this scientific revelation is so stunning, it's so shocking, and it's so obvious that it can only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by breast exposure? No, not
breast exposure.
No,
wait
no,
a minute.
No,
this is family radio. Come on now.
Exposure to chemicals at work may increase breast cancer risk in women.
No.
Really?
Chemicals? Chemicals?
No.
What's wrong with chemicals?
Synthetic toxic chemicals exposed to women. Not women exposed to, I mean, I guess it's both ways on this. Significant increase in impact on health, increase in developing breast cancer risk. No.
Who'd have thunk?
Right, yet the BBC, as they're reporting this, completely ignores the fact that a dunderheaded Miss America has gone public and elected to lop off her boobies so that she won't get breast cancer because she's been told by idiot doctors that she has the BRCA gene that means she's likely going to get breast cancer when it's not the truth. It's a lie. It's another official story.
It's almost become vogue at this point. That, you know, these celebrities are coming out and they're just, they're lopping off their breasts because there's a possibility at some point they might get breast cancer. And it's insane. It's insane that we've come to this point.
And I hesitate to call Miss America a moron. I do. I know some people will. But come on. Who are your sources, Miss America? Now, and granted, too, this will probably upset any of the beauty pageant queens out there. How much of a requirement is it to have brains enough to see through the lies of the medical establishment to be Miss America? It probably doesn't take any. Now, I'm not saying all Miss Americas are stupid or moronic, but this one is being willing to subject herself to butchery because she's been convinced by pharmaceutically corrupted medical professionals that she has a gene, and because other family members have gotten breast cancer, she'd just be better off just removing them right now.
Well, and, you know, Robert, when we were talking about this, I think it was earlier today, I brought up the point that I have yet to see guys running around cutting off their family jewels because there might be a possibility at some point of getting testicular cancer. I haven't seen it. I'm wondering whether that's going to start happening as well.
Right. Yes. Super Don, looks like you may have the special gene that means that you're likely to get cancer of the, you know, the guys, the boys over down there.
Yeah. So I better go cut those off right away because I don't want to get cancer.
I'm thinking not. No, but why are women now so gullible? You know, and it's not new. It's not new. The whole medical profession, male-dominated profession, has looked to women as basically, how would you say this, victims of their horrible butchery, their barbaric butchery, to go in there and remove, for instance, your uterus. Because they say, well, a hysterectomy is the only thing we can do here because your uterus is growing. It's just aberrant. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on. Hey, while we're in there, you won't mind if we take away what makes you a woman, will you? Yeah, your ovaries. Can we just remove them? You didn't need those. God goofed. I mean, this is the butchery women have been putting themselves up to for years, and this continues here. I mean, where's the National Organization for Women on this? Huh? Why aren't the NALGALs protesting the medical profession for its willingness to lop off women's body parts, to cut out women's body parts?
Look, I might offend somebody with this, but I think they're too busy running around, you know, jumping on the pinkwashing bandwagon.
Well, and they're
because
and they're
it's
too
for
busy.
Women, right? The pink ribbons are for women. And I think they've become hoodwinked in that whole situation.
And quite honestly, I'm going to tick off a lot of my liberal friends here. I'm going to say those now women are too busy defending the women's right to choose to terminate a pregnancy within their uterus than to worry about the fact that that same medical profession that would do that will also pull out your uterus, will pull out your ovaries, and will remove your breasts.
Wow, Robert, do you have an opinion on that? I'm not quite sure.
Who was that guy that just came in here? I thought Robert was the calm one, and you were, you know, the one that gets outraged, of course, about all
slam.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to hear from you ladies in particular. Men not allowed on this one. 866-939-BELL. Am I off my rocker talking about women lopping off their you-know-whats and letting the medical profession just cut out their body parts? Why would you subject yourself to that? Why? And where are those, you know, defensive women groups? What are they doing? What are they not doing? And what do you think they should be doing? Now, yeah, go ahead. Say it. Let it out like RSB did. So there's your moment of duh. Of course, we must reference the point of the subject that they identify and acknowledge that synthetic chemicals, these cancer-causing carcinogens, that exposing women to this stuff increases risk of breast cancer. That's the issue. Bricogene or no Bricogene, you put enough toxic poisons into women, the women's bodies will start throwing that stuff into the mammary glands. Why? Because they're another escape route, another natural escape route. And of course, if you're breastfeeding a baby and those toxins come in, we already know the breast milk contains what? Remember what some of the stuff it does? Rocket fuel. Rocket fuel.
Flame retardant?
And flame retardant to counteract the rocket fuel should it go flammable. So they neutralize, right. But they're both toxic. The toxins are not neutralized.
Right.
So this is serious stuff. And so in the meantime, who's telling Miss America this? Where is she getting her information? Where's Donald Trump? I mean, Trump, doesn't he do Miss America or does he do Miss Universe? And I bring up Trump
because, I think it's Miss America.
Yeah, I bring up Trump because he's good on the issue of autism and vaccines. He actually knows something there. So right. Why not? Somebody reach out and say, hey, knock Miss America upside the head gently, lovingly. Wake her up and say, no, you don't have to lop off your natural boobies and have them replaced with silicone. So you
Well, and you know something that's interesting in this article, they're talking about the jobs that were associated with the greatest risk. Yeah. Of getting breast cancer from exposure to the chemicals.
Yep.
And they talk about plastic manufacturing for the auto industry. Okay, I kind of get that when you're dealing with plastics and stuff.
Right.
Metalworking, which, yep. Okay, heavy again, metals, I can see how that would be the case. The other thing that they bring up, the third one, is farming. And I think that's interesting because what is it they're being exposed to as far as chemicals that is causing the breast cancer?
Can you say pesticides and GMOs?
Pesticides and herbicides, absolutely.
Yep. Fungicides, all the things we talk about here. These chemical exposures precipitate the creation of cancer. That's why the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, the critical focal point is, of course, detoxification. And if you're not doing that, you're missing the whole point of how you cure, much less prevent cancer. Yet nothing that the American Cancer Society does, which is a society dedicated to the permanent enslavement of women to barbaric treatments, chemicals, radiation, surgery, and men too, and kids even, by denying people this awareness, this acknowledging the scientific validity of toxins causing cancer. And the American Cancer Society wants more of your money. How many billions do we have to waste on the treatment of cancer when we know the cause of cancer is the very same toxic chemical poisons that they end up using to treat it? This is an outrage. Yeah, the moment of duh today is an absolute outrage, Super Don.
Oh, I agree. You know, it's just how do you undo centuries, well, maybe not centuries, but generations and generations of, you know, and I don't know, what do you call it? The advancement of technology, right? You know, making everything easier and more convenient and more productive by use of chemicals and things of that nature. It's, you know, how do you undo all that? It's a huge mess, but we've got to do it because we're going to kill ourselves if we don't.
Yeah. And one of the ways you can undo it and really, really undo it before it ever occurs is to come to the next Advanced Medicine Seminar in Phoenix in January.
Yeah, and well, in fact, we just had the one in Houston.
Yeah, we just had it. I'm so pumped up still about it. And in fact, we did get a call, Super Don, 866-939-BELL, and they called 2355. And I encourage you to do so. Let us know how your experience was, or if you haven't, would you like to come? You're gonna hear about it from someone who was there after the break. We're gonna play it, even though Dr. Pitard's not here. I'm not waiting for Advanced Medicine Monday. I want everybody to hear this. This is gonna be too good. So, stand by, ladies. You can call me if I went too far. I want to hear from you. And if I didn't go far enough, I want to hear from you as well. But in the meantime, say thanks to those who support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to the Health Ranger. We stream through Natural News Radio, as you know, 5 days a week. Sundays on GCN, of course, we'll replay through UK Health Radio. iTunes available. Downloads increasing everywhere we look, everywhere we go. And I appreciate that. So spread the word. Don't be bashful. Tell everybody about the United States and world of health talk radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, tomorrow we're joined by Ty Bollinger when we go way outside the box on Outside the Box Wednesdays. We just had Advanced Medicine Mondays. And how cool is that, that Advanced Medicine Mondays and Advanced Medicine Seminars keep on giving the gift of healing? And, of course, we had somebody call from the seminar we just had in Houston, Super Don. This sounds like it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a little bit long, but it's definitely worth listening to.
Hi, Robert. It's Deborah. I'm Idaho, and I am giving you some feedback on the Advanced Medicine Seminar that I attended this weekend in Houston. First, I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Vitar for organizing and ensuring that that conference is going across the country, and to you for participating, because it was a delight to meet you both and to be at that conference. My takeaway, where I have lots of takeaways from that particular conference, but if I were going to tell people one thing that I would hope would cause them to register and go to a conference, would be that information is power. We have so much suppression of good information. We have misinformation. We have information that's half-truth, supplements that don't necessarily work, or procedures that maybe sort of work or don't work. And going to this seminar and using his book as a roadmap has really opened doors for me in getting information that is a truth, that's real, that works, and empowers you to be able to do so much for yourself. And really helps you kind of weave through that whole process of finding a physician that can help you if you're really sick, that that you can discern which ones are going to really help you, which ones will listen. But I really enjoyed meeting the other physicians that were there. The gentleman from Italy was really great to talk to. I had a chance to visit with him in the hallway at a break, and I really enjoyed that. So there's really good networking. But this truly was for the lay people on that second day. And I can tell you that I will be going to my sisters and friends and just encouraging them to go, because it's going to give them an opportunity if they decide to act on these things. And you can't accomplish anything if you don't take action. But it's difficult to take action when you don't have a clear path. And that's what this does for you. It gives you a path. It opens a door. It shows you a way that you can go that's going to give you results, and you have hope. And the second thing that I'd like to say is that I did bring my daughter, as you're aware, who has a son, had been having some trouble, and the price of this conference was paid off when I saw tears in my daughter's eyes. And they were not tears of sadness. They were tears of hope, because she knows that she has a place to go with her son that will help her unlock that door, and she's going to have her son back. And we're going to have our grandson back. And I can't thank you for that enough. And I'm sorry for getting emotional, but you have no idea how much that means to me and my family. So, thank you again. Bless you both. Bless all of you. I love you dearly. And wish you only the best for your lives and the lives that you touch. Thank you again.
That was Deborah. She came from Idaho, all the way from Idaho
to Houston, Texas,
and then drove it, and then brought her daughter. And I, you know, just at the end there, I'm tearing up, and that's the kind of emotions. And when Dr. Batar and I were talking about this yesterday on the air, that's the kind of things that were happening in real life, real time. People were waking up and recognizing that there was a path, there was a way out, or a way in, depending upon your perspective. And to have her daughter come in knowing that her child was damaged and was somewhat lost to the world via the damage caused by vaccines and such. And now she knows, not just theorizes, but knows there's a way to get her back. And as Deborah was describing, her grandson back. And I'm telling you, this is what is so exciting about taking the Advanced Medicine Monday out on the road with Dr. Batar for the doctors for 2 days and for the laypersons, the lay audience for the second day. It is life-changing. It's life-transforming. No, that's not trite to say. No, that's not an exaggeration either. It's the God's honest truth as to what happens there. And from the most advanced PhD MD to the most layest of layperson that has no medical knowledge or background, the transformation that occurs is very real, and the empowerment. And Dr. Batar was saying it a lot in the seminar. He just kept referring to me and going, yeah, the power to heal is yours. That's exactly right. That's what this is about. That's why this alignment is so very real. That's why everything we do here, Super Don, is aligned with folks that support that message, that help me to get that message out more efficiently, more effectively, right, to reach more who are ready to hear it. And I believe there are more people ready to hear it that even know that the message exists yet.
Right. That was a great phone call, Deborah. Appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. I don't think anybody who heard that did not feel something at the end of that phone call. And I just hope that you know, there will be a lot of other people that will take what Deborah had to say there and you know, do what they can to try and attend the next one that's nearest them.
Yeah, and then the next one, as I said, is going to be in Phoenix, Arizona in January. In January. I'll get you that a date momentarily as I dig it up here, because I haven't even put it up on. I think it actually is in the show notes now, so you can link it up at robertscottbell.com, and you can check out, indeed, that there is an upcoming one. Those of you on the West Coast, if it's easier for you to attend, it will be something that you will be transformed. And that's the overwhelming word coming out of this all, is that people are coming, and yeah, they expect something to be really good, but it actually delivers perhaps even more so because of the reality. And one of the things I talked to Dr. Batar about yesterday on Advanced Medicine Monday was the living example context, or just the people that had either been through it. Like in Philadelphia, there was a woman who had been through the treatment, who had literally been in a state of being wheelchair bound, and now she was walking. Or whether it was the videos of Dr. Batar's son, or another woman who was treated for cancer, who was given months to live, who was living 10 years beyond, and how that is putting reality and overwhelming the public relations spin of those who are in the American Cancer Society, or the American Medical Association, or the state boards of medicine, or even some of these Yahoo politicians who buy into it because they're funded by those entities, that while they claim and they talk a good game about wanting to cure cancer, all of their research is designed to see how many ways we can poison, radiate, burn the body, or remove body parts in order to address something that is a disease of toxicity, that is a disease of deficiency, that is a disease also of spiritual imbalance, emotional discord, mental aberration, and all of those things that we talk about here, which is why we do healing on all levels, not just physiological, but emotional, mental, economic, political, and yes, even and perhaps especially the spiritual realm. So, obviously, Deborah's got me kind of laid back from my intensity of last segment, Super Don, when I was just railing on lopping off boobies, and now I'm just going, all right, we can shout against the moronic ideas of modern medicine, and while we do that, or right after, we can come together and go, all right, screw all that. Let's get together and do it right. And that's why I would encourage you, if you haven't picked up the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, or all the things we do with Ty Bollinger on Wednesdays, of course, and all my guests, and all the things we do on Fridays with Dr. Frank King with the Healing Revolution, it's all designed with that one thing in mind. And it's not a secret agenda. I'm right out there in the open about this, aren't I? It's like, we know what we're trying to do here. And we're not just trying it, we're doing it. We're bringing the power to heal back to you. And Deborah, thank you so much for that call, because you're reaffirming that we are actually doing it, and it only strengthens our commitment to you and to all of you to bring this information out, and also recognize, yeah, sometimes we got to be outraged and let the outrage out. Sometimes we got to be silly, as we are with sometimes the moments of done, pointing those things out. And sometimes we just got to be irreverent as well and cover subjects that, as one of the men that was in attendance with his wife said, he just enjoyed all the laughter, the funny stuff that we do, Super Don. Even the bantering.
Yeah, we try.
Bantering back and forth. If I make fun of you too much, you just make fun right back, and they love it. So,
we've been doing this long enough. I think we can get away with it with each other, right?
Yeah, indeed. So, what else did we not cover? Of course, we talk about the detoxification thing. I don't know if I went too quickly last segment about the breast cancer issue. I want to remind everybody about the imperative need for increasing your selenium levels, for increasing your detox pathways. Your pathways are open to elimination. Now, there are a lot of sequences pre-programmed in, and also custom sequences that Judy Irwin has put into these bio solutions, the BCX Ultra. And this is a link I want you to go to today as well. When you look in the show notes, you'll see at the bottom all of my key sponsors here. I've listed them and I linked to them, and there's even phone numbers for them, so that you don't have to take the radical steps of doing what Miss America thinks she wants to do. And I don't know if it's too late to save her or save them or not. But right now I want you to call up the right frequency, Judy Irwin, BCX Ultra, 800-936-6240. Actually, on the break you can do this. 800-936-6240, or go to the link bioelectricsforhealth.com, and you will have a tool that will address these things. Remember, Royal Raymond Rife, one of the most powerful things he did was effectively release the frequencies that would address or shatter the cancer, so to speak. And it also involves promoting detox pathways, opening up detox pathways energetically. And we also do that with food-grown selenium. We also do that with the One World Way, the protein that we get that actually facilitates the increase in detox pathways with glutathione production. We also can look to what Ronnie McMullen has provided for all of us with the Life Change Detoxification Tea, along with the structured water. So these things all fit together beautifully. They really do. And the thing is trying to implement them. Get the probiotics in that we get from Jonathan as well. And we can, not because we're lucky, but because we're tapping into principles. We're applying those principles, and guess what? Lo and behold, what appears? Healing, recovery, empowerment to do that which the medical establishment says you cannot do. In fact, we'll criminalize a person or a doctor who actually does it. But we're not sticking around waiting and asking for permission. We're doing that which is our birthright here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as all of my guests do as well, including Super Don, the things that you do to make this sound so good, so palatable to the ear, that more people than ever are listening and downloading the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you very, very much.
And, you know, my head has not outgrown the size of the studio here. You know, I have always been, I'll just throw this out there. I asked early in a previous segment about ideas, about putting stories up on the website. I have an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything anybody thinks they would like to hear, if there's anything that if you've got constructive criticism, please knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And say something about it. You know, I'm always open to ideas on things that we can do with the show as far as the sound and the music and all that kind of stuff like that. I love to hear from people about that kind of stuff, because what it does is it inspires me with ideas.
I got
so I'm always trying to think of ways to be creative.
Super Don, I got 10 emails here saying more Neil Diamond music.
But eek. All right, I do have boundaries. I do have healthy boundaries.
Oh, man. On that note, let's take a break here. We'll be back to wrap up the show in just a moment. Again, thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. Please say thanks to them. They make this possible. We love you, and we appreciate you being here with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Very often we have more than moment of one duh or one moment of duh. I think I've just hit the story that should have been a moment of
duh. What is the homeopathic remedy for dyslexia?
It's sleeping pill dyslexia because I was going to do a story about sleeping pills next, and now I fall asleep on the job right here on the show. Yeah, okay. Well, there is. This is on healthfinder.gov. It could have been a moment of duh. It says this: sleeping pill linked to hospital falls. No, I thought it was linked to everybody walking straight lines with their eyes closed, tapping their nose, looking up at the ceiling. Come on. The Mayo Clinic, though, is phasing out Ambien because of the study findings. Remember last Friday with Dr. Frank King, we covered the mortality increase due to sleeping pills?
Right.
I mean, this is shocking. On top of the studies that showed that blood pressure medications don't even work. They got big problems, and that's why they're so desperate to keep people convinced that vaccines are their savior. But this came out just the other day here. In fact, the sleeping drug Ambien greatly increases hospital patients' risk of falling. And this is very personal to me. I don't think my mother-in-law listens to the show, but she had a fall last week. But she's taking sleeping pills, middle of the night kind of scenario. Right. And this is a disaster. What's happening here? And it's happening at any and every age. And they're looking at this and going, what did we do? What have we wrought here with this idea that people that are hopped up on 10 different drugs can't sleep? We give them 11th drug, and the 11th drug puts them over the edge, and they end up dead or severely injured because of these falls.
Well, and this Ambien is serious stuff. There was a feature done. I can't remember if it was on Nightline or something like that, just, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, where they were showing how people are taking Ambien and they're sleep driving.
Yeah.
I mean, they get up, they go outside, they get in the car, and they're driving, and they have absolutely no recollection of doing any of it. And people are getting into car crashes and stuff, and I mean, sleep driving. And you remember, we covered it. Sleep cooking. You remember that?
Yeah, that was
how they
so
were talking
bizarre.
About how they were like frying eggs and stuff in the middle
that
of
was
the
totally
night
bizarre.
And had no idea what they were doing on this drug.
I mean, literally, they're living the dream state out there, but their bodies are getting up because it severs the disconnect, or it reattaches the disconnect when you're asleep. The body, you know, checks out. And this Ambien, scary stuff. I don't know. Was it Tiger Woods? Was he caught sleep driving too, or was that another story?
That doesn't ring a bell.
All right, never mind.
That doesn't ring a Robert Scott bell.
No, it was just a memory that came back. Maybe that was a different reason. But here we have the Mayo Clinic. I mean, they're phasing it out. This is big news. Now, I'm sure the maker of Ambien is not real happy about this because the lawsuits are going to keep flying through. And if you think about, especially the elderly, if they fall down and break a hip, their life expectancy is not long typically. Because most of the elders are not doing like my mom by, calling up Jonathan to choose to be healthy and getting on the silicone, for instance, to strengthen the connective tissue in the bones. You know, it's much more serious than just falling down, because a lot of people that are on these pills, guess what? They're the elderly that are on 10 drugs, and those 10 drugs are disrupting their sleep cycle. So, as I said, they're putting them on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, and it's already a nightmare. So these are the things we've got to counteract. And remember, go back to listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Particularly last week, we did talk about some strategies for getting some real, legitimate, genuine sleep on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. The archives are all there.
Well, and I remember, I remember one of the things he said is, you know, before you resort to something like melatonin, there's something out there that costs absolutely nothing that will work 10 times better than melatonin. It's sun. Getting sunshine, getting some natural vitamin D will make a huge difference in being able to sleep at night.
Yeah. Ambien Falls, man. They're going to rename, I guess, a waterfall for them. Ambien Falls with all the
Ambien Falls.
With all the Americans that are dropping like flies. Remember, 80%.
I don't understand. What the hell is the Mayo Clinic doing giving people Ambien anyway?
Well, they're the Mayo Clinic.
With I know, but with all the bad press that this thing has gotten, it's just, it's been, like I said, I mean, they're doing stuff on Nightline about how bad Ambien is and people are crashing.
Listen, all I can say is better late than never, but we still got a long way to go to wake up the sleeping populace and the American sleeping beauties that are, you know, winning beauty contests and lopping off their boobies. So sorry to have to keep going back to that, but, please.
You just like to say boobies on the radio.
I just lie. I'm just still an adolescent. Boobies. listen, I think this is something that I'm asking all of you to speak out. If you know somebody that's afraid because they have this BRCA gene, please refer them to some of the archives of the show here and the information that you'll get through Natural News Radio, so that they don't subject themselves to this kind of torture of the medical establishment. And let us know, as I said, if I went too far today, you give me a call, 866-939-BELL. Thank you to Deborah as well for calling in on the Advanced Medicine Seminar. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks as well to Dr. Michael Murray for being on the show today. Tomorrow, remember, we've got Ty Bollinger. Advanced Medicine Monday led us to what? Outside the Box Wednesdays. It's going to be awesome the day before the Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day, or Tofurkey Day, whatever you got. And we got that coming. But in the meantime, just remember this, the God's honest truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Scott Bell Show.